One of the dilemmas that we face in our world today is how many different ways we use the word life and how is it defined. You know, I remember the commercials from years ago, and now I just switch channels when commercials are on. I don't even pay attention. But, you know, before there was remote controls, we put up with commercials, didn't we? And so here in the commercials, we would have this product, and they would say, this is living, or this is the life, and that way. And now you have Lifetime Channel and Lifetime Music and your movies, and you have all of this stuff. There's LifeWays Publishing. There's life is used in many ways in everyday sentences. In fact, we make distinctions in our vocabulary about life itself. We have our work life, we have our personal life, we have family life, we have our church life, we have life and it's segmented, you know, compartmentalized. Especially with all the rules today, you're not supposed to be bringing your church life into the workplace, are you? You know, to talk about Jesus, oh, that's a no-no. So here the Bible throws a wrench into the whole works. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He doesn't say, I show you the way. Moses showed the people the way. He pointed to the holy lands. Moses showed the people the law, but he wasn't the law himself. Moses showed the people, hey, manna. Go get some and eat. You know, if you're hungry, he showed them that. But when Jesus says, I am the way, he's more than just pointing. He is physically the path. It's through him. It's not like, I'm going to show you the door, get out of here. and I open up the door. You're not going to go through me, you'll go through that frame right there. But Jesus says, I am this way. I am the way. And when he says the truth, he doesn't simply say, well, I'm going to tell you the truth now. Don't all the news channels try and tell you that? How close do they come? Yeah, no, Jesus is really, really different. He not only tells the people the truth, but he is called the Word incarnate. He is the truth in the flesh. He is the truth right in their presence because he himself is true God. So when we have those three components sort of clear in our heart and our mind by faith, we get to this, I am the way. Well, what is, and I am the life, what does that mean? Did you know in the Bible the word life is never pluralized? We have lives, right? But it's never L-I-F-E-S. Lice. Sounds weird, doesn't it? Life is singular. What does that tell you? The definite article in the sentence of this Bible verse in John 14, it's singular, the. Jesus is the life. This is the first part of our series for discipleship and stewardship here at Grace. If you read your newsletter, you might have been aware of it. Today is about Christ. Next Sunday is about connection. And then there is the word celebrate, and that's going to take place on the Sundays that if you haven't brought your pledges, you would bring them that Sunday, and we'll gather those. But today it's about Christ because our life is in Christ. Everything about us starts in Christ. Because without Christ, what does the Bible say we are? We're dead. We're lost. We're separated from God. We have no connection. We have no existence in him. Even though Christ died for all, without faith in Christ, we are nothing. And we end up with nothing. The Bible even raises the question. It says, what does it profit a person if he gains the whole world? Okay, that means everything. All the gold, the silver, the precious stones. If he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul. That means he's got nothing, he still has nothing, and he ends up with nothing. Jesus says, I am the life. And he points it out that apart from him, we don't have one. So here's the dilemma. On Sunday, you might occasionally hear that Bible verse, but every day of the week, Monday through Saturday, what kind of life do you hear about? When I was in my senior year in high school, some of you have heard this before, you can take a nap now. But I had pneumonia for 3 months. Can you imagine being a senior in high school, having pneumonia, confined to bed for 3 months? Typical high school senior teenager, I said, I need a life. I wasn't having a life. But was that true? No. As a pastor, I listened to a mother. She had lots of kids. All she did was pick up laundry, dishes, cook, and start the process over. Oh, bathe kids. And she was saying to me, Pastor Wink, I don't have a life. I was talking to a workaholic. I'm not naming names. And the workaholic was saying, all I do is work, work, work. I have a family and I don't see them. I have a home and I don't stay there very often. I'm on the road a lot. It's all business meetings. It's all work, work, work. I don't have a life. And then I talked to a retired person. And the retired person says, I don't know how I got it all done. Completely different line. I think we're nuts, myself. Just personal opinion. It's not a medical diagnosis. It's not a, you know. I just think we're nuts. I think we've developed a bad, bad habit, okay, which is usually means sinful, of thinking life in terms of what we do, how we live, what we wear, what we get to accomplish, and all of that. We have redefined what life is, and therefore we've redefined what living is. Maybe you've heard someone say, if I ever become paralyzed, you know, take me out to the interstate and put me in front of an 18-wheeler that's going at 70 miles an hour, right? Because I won't have life. I'm as good as dead. Do you understand how we talk this way? Jesus says, I am the life. He's not talking about your income. He's not talking about how many activities you have. He's not talking about your personal calendar or your internet connections. He's talking about himself. And when we buy into the world's definition of compartmentalizing everything, I keep my personal life private. Well, there's some good things about that in our boundaries, but, you know, it's almost as if, well, I get some life here, some life out of that, some life out of this, and maybe there. And I wonder, what am I doing here on this earth? And Jesus answers, for the young and the old, He answers for all of us in between. You have life. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you have life. Yeah. Some of you didn't sound convincing, by the way. I could tell from up here. Some of it sounded like, you have life? I mean, I've seen young people really ignorant about old people. Thinking they're good, they don't have a life. I've seen people treat nursing home residents as having no life. And a pastor that visited a hospice facility, and they treated them as if they had no life. Not the staff, but sometimes family. I think we're a mess. And I think to fix the mess is why Jesus came. I don't think this is new. I think we've been battling this ever since Adam and Eve. When they looked at that tree and they talked to each other. And I wasn't there. But you can imagine a husband and a wife talking about a tree of fruit that they're not supposed to have, but it gives something. And it's like, if we eat this, we'll have something. Their life in the perfect Garden of Eden was no longer life. There were boundaries and rules, and God said, go do this and do that, and name the animals, and Adam did. And then the next thing you know, they're coveting in their heart this tree. And they think if we eat this, wow, we'll know good and evil. We'll have life. What'd they get? Death. And I think we have forgotten the lesson of the garden. That people who are married think single people have the life. And so married people break up and they become single. And then they're really depressed. And on it goes in the scriptures. The word life is used 512 times. It is connected to phrases like breath of life, tree of life, all the days of your life. It is connected to the span of your ears, like years, not ears, years. Abraham's life, 175 years. Did you remember that Sarah lived 127? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, from Psalm 27. The Lord redeems the life of his servants, Psalm 34. For with you there is a fountain of life, Psalm 36. And Psalm 49, truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. Our very existence, our purpose, our meaning, our guide is Christ. And it's not to be compartmentalized, and it's not meant to be segmented, and it's not to be segregated, it's not to be separated. Christ is your life Sunday through Saturday, day and night, 24 hours. And with every breath you have, you are alive in Christ. And guess what? When you breathe your last, it doesn't change. Isn't that neat? No matter how old or young I will be when I die, I will still have life in Christ. Now, if this was a Baptist church, I'd hear amen. Amen. Man. Yeah. God God gives us the very power of life, the essence of life, the meaning of life, the existence and the presence of life in Jesus Christ. It's not your home, it's not your clothing, it's not your job, it's not your children, as precious as those are, and nor is it the grandkids, and those are even better. Christ is your life. And all that you are is nothing apart from that truth. And all that you have is powerless apart from that truth. And all that you will ever do or accomplish has no meaning and no value apart from that truth. It's an uplifting truth, isn't it? You walked in this building this morning with everything of the drama and the dilemmas in your life, and then, you know, it's feeling heavy on your shoulders. And then the guy up front wearing the long white dress says, "You have life." When you may have had other thoughts about it. I have asthma. I have life. I have allergies. I have life. I have arthritis. I have life. I have Pastor Al. I have life. Yeah, you knew the setup right away. I've been doing this here for a while, you know? I've been here 18 years. I have a life. What are you? A God's child, alive in Christ, blessed by the cross and the empty tomb. What are you? But a child of God with a place prepared that one day you will be for all eternity. What are you? Who are you? But alive in Jesus. And next Sunday, Pastor Al's going to share with you what that means to be connected to Christ and the body of Christ. Be sure to come next Sunday, because this message has an ongoing theme. But today, you know your Lord, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.